In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore, in for David Brancaccio. OPEC is scheduled to meet in Vienna tomorrow. Oil prices have been slipping these past few months, and its members will discuss cutting production of oil to pump those prices up. At the recent G20 meeting, Russia and Saudi Arabia suggested they were willing to work together to do this, but actually finding agreement between oil producers is notoriously difficult, Marketplace's Jed Kim reports.
When global oil prices collapsed a few years ago, OPEC and other nations came to an agreement to cut production and prices went up. They'd love to see prices rise again, but it's no longer a triage situation. Pavel Molchanov is with Raymond James.
2 years ago, the global oil market was unambiguously oversupplied. That is not the case any longer. In fact, right now, the global oil market is, broadly speaking, balanced.
Russia isn't in OPEC, but it's a top producer and could benefit from price hikes. Recently, though, it signaled that it didn't want to cut too deeply. And Saudi Arabia may be limited in what it can do. It's walking a political tightrope with the U.S. and President Trump. Jason Bordoff directs Columbia University's Center on Global Energy Policy.
There's a concern among some that you risk invoking Trump's ire if you cut production and try to push up prices now, given that he's tweeted he'd like to see the opposite.
Meanwhile, U.S. oil production is booming. In September, drillers pumped close to 11.5 million barrels a day, a 20% increase over last September. I'm Jed Kim for Marketplace.